I'm Damian Troisi, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are reaching for more records on Wall Street Friday. The S&P 500 rose 0.4%. The index is on track to beat the all-time high it set last week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.2%. The NASDAQ Composite rose 0.7%. The gains are being driven by expectations that the Federal Reserve will have to cut interest rates soon to help the economy. Treasury yields tumbled following the latest weaker-than-expected update on the U.S. job market. The report and overall weakening job market have raised expectations for a cut to rates at the Fed's next meeting later this month. Damian Troisi, New York.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Anish Kumar here from PodSave the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,